League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
How was I to know? It's a crazy thing. I showed you my hand. You still let me win. Who was I to say that this was meant to be? The road that was broken brought us together. And I know you could fall for a thousand kings and hearts that will give you a diamond ring. When I fold, you see the best in me, the Joker and the Queen.
That's rather lovely, isn't it? And now, division. Woke comedians versus edgy comedians. It's everywhere. It was highlighted over the last year with the Jimmy Carr Netflix special, in which he makes a Holocaust joke that he says may be a career ender. In short, he says that no one ever talks about the gypsies dying in the Holocaust because no one wants to talk about the positives. Well, I'm about to pass comment on this with a joke that I truly believe will be a career starter. The argument against Jimmy Carr is that it was, I think, unquestionably a racist joke. The argument for Jimmy Carr is that he's a lovely man that holds no prejudices himself. However, I know for a fact that Jimmy Carr does hold prejudices. Because I started comedy at the same time as Jimmy in 1999, and I was at the Edinburgh Fringe, 2001. And I knew Jimmy vaguely, and we sat down with a few other people at the same table for lunch. I swear this is true. Jimmy was ripping out pages from the Big Four venues comedy brochure that they used to do. Really carefully, ripping pages out and neatly putting them to one side. And there was a bit of origami going on. I said, Jimmy, what are you doing? And he said, well, I'm taking pages out of the program and I'm making my own program of comedians that are actually good. It was a kind of joke. It was a kind of joke, I guess. But I swear this is true. I swear this is true. And he said, I'm making my own program of comedians that are actually good. And I took a moment. I said, oh, did I make the cut? And he was getting up and walking away. And he said, well, I'll leave the scraps for you. Take a look. And he winked. Like the devil himself would have winked. When he left, I looked through and I wasn't in the bits he'd left, the remnants. He'd taken my page, and Jimmy was just getting famous then, and I was quite excited. I was like, yes, Jimmy knows good comedy, and I am better. I am better than all these shit comedians. And I was very excited. But here were the ripped up remnants on the table. I thought, well, I don't want to leave this here for one of those shit comedians to find. So I picked it up, and there was like a barbecue finishing up in the courtyard where I was, and it was just finished. And so I chucked this ripped up program on the barbecue, and it went up in flames. And I suddenly thought, my memory of today, and Jimmy Carr's memory will be the few comedians that Jimmy thought were good. And in my mind, that was really just me. That's all I could see. I don't know what other comedians he chose. So in my memory, I'm the only good comedian. That's what I remember. And of course, no one ever remembers the hundreds, thousands of other comedians that Jimmy Carr thought were shit. And so were thrown onto the fire. No one remembers all those shit comedians being killed off, because no one likes to talk about the positives. We all have prejudices. There are always people we like less than others. But the secret is not to ignore those people. And just try to understand. Certainly not discriminate. It's just to try to understand. Guys, why are you so shit at comedy? Lots of love to you all, even the shit comedians. I understand you, and I love you all. Love you, Jimmy.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.